The focus of the party is severalfold. The first is to get money into the pockets of the poor people. It's a very divided country in terms of income. It's some very, very, very rich people, a small number, and a lot of people who are not even employed and who are not benefiting from the so-called trickle-down effect of the high copper prices and the general financial health of the economy. That is one priority. Another priority is to make services work. We have clinics. We have all the drugs that we need. But when you go to the clinic, you find it's usually short of drugs, including important drugs like antiretrovirals, insulin, and so forth. And this is due just to sheer to a combination of bad management and corruption. So there's an example for you of something that needs to be made to work, which is not involving anything in the way of, you go forward, it's not involving anything in the way of money or taxation, but is merely involving proper governance.
President Sata promised Zambians that they would see a change in 90 days. Is this feasible?
I think it's already happening. I think you've already got some employers have increased, especially the Chinese, have increased the wages of their employees because of the pro-poor focus of the PF government. And sort of they don't want to get into an argument with anybody, so they've done what they should have done, but they weren't forced to do under the previous government. People are commenting how well people are working, how their clinics are working properly, how the schools are working properly, with this new enthusiasm that has been sort of lit, ignited in Zambia. And I think you'll find a number of programs, housing programs, and for example, road building programs, will be set in motion during this period and properly executed, unlike the ones hurriedly set in motion by the previous government in order to try and win the election.
Some people have expressed concern that supporters of the Patriotic Front have been violently attacking members of the former ruling party, the MMD, such that some of them have been in hiding and others have been injured. How are you trying to resolve this problem?
The solid reports of retribution, solid ones, are very few. In fact, most of the one that seems to be about the only one actually on the block is this question of the William Banda, the Lusaka province chairman, who claims to be in hiding or was claiming to be in hiding and was fished out and arrested by the police because he's wanted to help with their inquiries. He's a notorious proponent of violence himself. It's a peace matter now, and he wasn't beaten, as far as I'm aware. So I think these accusations are gratuitous, actually.
President Sata threatened in the past to basically throw out fake Chinese investors. Now that he's in power, how would Zambians feel concerning his relations with Chinese, who
already,
some of them are investing in the country?
He's already met with the Chinese ambassador. He's already met with the Chinese ambassador. He said the issue is the compliance of Chinese investment with the Zambian laws. Laws regarding immigration, laws regarding labor terms and conditions. There's no question of throwing out any Chinese investors unless they insist on going.
What should be the expectations of Zambians of the new Patriotic Front government led by President Sata?
Great enthusiasm. Great enthusiasm. I don't know where the MMD votes were. The ones that appeared in Lusaka, for example. Well, I haven't found a single MMD supporter now that everybody's come out of the closet and admitted that they are PF supporters. So the response is actually rather scary for us who are supposed to deliver, because clearly people are going to be very unforgiving if we don't deliver.